We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, kind viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
We have three new cable channels in Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV, in Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV, and in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. Also, we have a new cable channel in the Dominican Republic, in San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlundellSat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, en Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Chat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Chat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Norway increases its donation by 20% to the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. In animal news, a kiss from a dog saves a New Zealand woman's life. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the American non-profit Flying Samaritans, which brings free medical care to the people of rural Mexico. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 8th, renowned Ukrainian-born artist Mr. Yakov Ginestovsky is remembered. Born in Felice in 1915, he passed away on this day in 1985. Mr. Ginestovsky is best known for his outstanding woodcut prints, which have been exhibited in museums and galleries around the world. Many of the trees and animals are recognized for their wonderful intricacy, clarity, and at times, humor. Mr. Ginestovsky was also an esteemed painter and a book illustrator of collections for acclaimed poets such as John Keats and Robert Frost. May Mr. Yakov Ginestovsky's fine and unique works continue to be widely appreciated by enthusiastic art lovers of all cultures.
Fly-in news. Flash floods claim Indonesian lives. Hours of heavy rains caused several rivers to overflow on Wednesday, November 3, causing at least 16 people to perish as nearly 200 homes were washed away in villages of East Nusa Tenggara province. A local official said that many people had no warning as the floods hit in the middle of the night when people were asleep. Regional Governor Franz Lebu Raya announced a visit to the affected region to convey his condolences, pledging financial aid especially to families who had lost loved ones to the floods. Members of the Youth Disaster Task Force were also reported to be bringing food, blankets, tents, and a mobile kitchen.
Conveying her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check to see if the regional government was in need of further assistance, requesting also that they go if possible to help, as she added that funds were readily available for urgent aid.
We thank Governor Franz Lebu Raya, the Youth Disaster Task Force, and other personnel for your swift and caring actions, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai for her response of concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray that such extreme conditions subside through our striving for more caring stewardship of our shared planetary home.
Quake causes injuries in western Iran. A 4.9 magnitude tremor striking early on Saturday morning, November 6th, injured at least 104 people, also resulting in structural damage to houses in the town of Dorud. The tremors caused panic among residents, many of whom left their homes fearing aftershocks. While most of the injured were released after treatment for minor injuries, 25 people were hospitalized for further care. We are grateful for the help and medical assistance of the Iranian personnel, as we wish a swift recovery to health and regular day-to-day lives for all the affected residents. We pray that humanity turns to kinder lifestyles for the stability and safety of all inhabitants on Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Malaysia grants citizenship to residents of Sabah. 62 previously stateless people of different ethnicities and nationalities have now received Malaysian citizenship. One such applicant originated in Brunei some 23 years ago, while another Indonesian-born has been living in Sabah State since 1970. The nation's Deputy Home Minister, Datuk Lee Chee Leong, presented the citizenship certificates to 24 adults, as well as official birth certificates to 38 children, saying that the government is making every effort to become current on remaining applications. Many thanks, Minister Datuk Lee Chee Leong and Malaysian government for bestowing the right of citizenship to residents of Sabah. Congratulations to the new Malaysian citizens, and may they be graced to continue in their constructive contributions to society.
Incumbent Tanzanian president re-elected. Following his win of the popular vote on Friday, November 5, re-elected President Jakaya Kikwete was sworn in as the country's head of state on Saturday in a grand ceremony attended by thousands of supporters, as well as several African heads of state and other international government dignitaries at the Uhuru Stadium in Dar es Salaam. During his inaugural address, President Kikwete pledged to continue improving healthcare, education, foreign investment and infrastructure during his next 5 years in office, as he asked all fellow Tanzanians to focus on a goal of national unity to foster stability and economic prosperity. Your Excellency, President Jakaya Kikwete, our respectful congratulations on your re-election to office. May heaven bless your presidency with leadership that uplifts the country in fulfilling the noble goals of fellow Tanzanian citizens.
Conference connects veganism and spirituality. Recently, in Ohio, USA, the World Peace and Yoga Jubilee brought together hundreds of people from across the nation and internationally for a series of workshops on yoga, animal-free nutrition, and spiritual growth. The all-vegan event featured over 30 renowned yoga experts, chefs, artists, and authors, including co-founders Miss Anna Ferguson, a yoga instructor, vegan chef Mr. Mark Stroud, vegan physician Rabbi Dr. Gabriel Cousins, vegan painter Miss Madeline Tuttle, and vegan author Dr. Will Tuttle, whose best-selling book, The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony, helped to inspire the event.
It's an absolute pleasure and honor to be here with such an amazing role models, you know, for the yoga and vegan lifestyle. And the funny thing about myself is I'm about 6'8", and I haven't eaten meat in over a year now, and I'm feeling amazing, strong.
Mal and I put on a World Peace Diet facilitator training course, or people come and become certified facilitators of the World Peace Diet. So then they go back to their communities and they teach a class in veganism, where people learn about the ideas of compassion for animals, creating a new culture of sustainability.
My dad sent me this book and I went vegan, and it's the best thing that ever happened. Really, consciousness expanding, recognizing connections, becoming aware of things that I had never considered before. I'm motivated for the compassion of the animals and the starving people and the earth itself, the whole earth.
All conference participants, veg and non-veg alike, were encouraged to make connections between kindness to our animal co-inhabitants and spirituality.
If you want to enhance your spiritual life, you want to enhance your communion with the divine, then pick a diet that can support that. Now is the diet safe, but it's the evolutionary spiritual diet of our times.
Right.
So,
and
enjoy
it.
That's just the gateway. You can't eat your way to God.
Right.
But you certainly, it supports that as a major pillar.
I think we don't take enough time right now to meditate and to go deep, so we're not very much connected. But if we take more time in the silence, meditating, enjoying nature, then we understand nature and the human beings, the animals, the trees, the earth, and we feel so much more connected.
During the discussions, some participants, inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's dedicated endeavors in raising spiritual awareness, wished to send a salute.
Hi, Supreme Master. We're here at the Vegan Yoga Conference, and we bow down to you for all of your amazing work that you're doing.
Unbelievable.
There was a while when slavery was accepted. Now, no one would think about that. In the same way, we'll see that the killing of animals will become unaccepted. Many people are starting to get that idea, and we're very happy that a work that Master Qinghai has been doing in spreading it around the world.
The more we show compassion to animals, the more we'll be able to evolve spiritually. And this is the same teaching I know that Supreme Master Qinghai has been bringing through so powerfully through the Loving Hut restaurants, through Supreme Master Television, and through all the outreach work. And this is the most incredibly important development, I think, happening on the earth today, is this arising of people working for compassion for animals, to stop global warming, and to help people at the grassroots level make those changes. So this is a conference, I think, that's really inspired by not just by the World Peace Diet, but by the spirit of the Supreme Master and that all of us, I think, on the spiritual path feel, which is love of one another, loving each other and working together to make a better world.
Kudos and appreciation, all organizers and participants of the World Peace and Yoga Jubilee. In celebrating humans' God-given compassionate nature, may we work together toward a soon future when all beings coexist in dignity, harmony, and shared respect.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Elderly Canadian couple give away $11.2 million in lottery money. When 75-year-old retired welder Mr. Allen and Mrs. Violet Large discover their win of a large lottery amount, they decided they would keep 2% of the money and donate the rest to over 70 churches, hospitals, fire departments and other groups. They also gave large equal-sized gifts to each of their 15 family members. When news of the Canadian couple's generosity spread, they explained they had always been comfortable living with their 23-year-old car and their more than a century-old house. Violet stated, "We didn't do this to get recognition. We did this because we wanted to. We have each other. That's the main thing. You're born with nothing. You're going to die the same way." "We are touched, Mr. Allen and Mrs. Violet Large, by your kind-heartedness and benevolent generosity. May heaven bless your lives with many more cherished moments of sharing, as we are all inspired by such a living example of love in action."
For their genuinely giving hearts, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. and Mrs. Large with the Shining World Generosity Award.
Three-time world champion surfer remembered. American Andy Irons, the only person in the world to have won a title at every venue on the Association of Professional Surfers, or ASP, passed away on November 2 at just 32 years of age, after having removed himself from a recent competition due to issues related to dengue fever. Having grown up surfing in Hawaii, USA, Andy quickly became known for his innovative and technical aerial maneuvers, which helped usher in a new era of the sport. During his professional career, he not only earned 3 world surfing titles, he was also the recipient of 3 Quicksilver Pro France titles, 2 Rip Curl Pro Search titles, and 20 Elite Tour victories. Following news of his passing, friend and fellow surfing champ Kelly Slater dedicated his own unprecedented 10th win of the Rip Curl Pro Search event to Andy, stating, "I just want to send my condolences to Andy's family. I'd give this title away in seconds if Andy could come back. We also extend our condolences to family and friends of the Andy Irons, whose vitality and achievements continue to inspire the surfing world and beyond. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting light and love."
Save our planet. Pacific Island nations face possible future of lifeless waters. A new report published by the Intergovernmental Secretariat of the Pacific Community based in New Caledonia warns that overfishing and climate change could empty the region's waters of fish in just 25 years.
The report noted that some types of tuna are already dangerously overexploited, and that as fish populations around the world decline, the region would face even more pressure from foreign fleets. According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, more than 1,800 fish species are at risk of extinction worldwide, representing more than 20% of all populations. Many scientists have pointed out that these changes represent a sixth mass extinction in the past half a billion years on Earth, with this being the first to be caused by humans.
International scientists, we are grateful for your efforts to alert the public to the hazardous changes that could soon lead to complete depletion of marine life. May humanity quickly turn to such sustaining measures as plant-based food choices for our oceans to thrive once more.
Speaking with concern during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the devastating impacts of fishing while highlighting the need to adopt the vegan lifestyle in order to save the seas and, in turn, the planet.
"Meat production also means fishing. After billions of these underwater animals have been snatched from their homes and killed en masse, our oceans are now gravely imbalanced. The cumulative impact of all these destructive activities is really beyond measure. We desperately need the fishes in the sea to balance the ocean. Otherwise, our lives will be in danger. God put them there for a reason. Now that we also understand the immeasurable benefits for the organic vegan diet, we can simply step forward and implement this solution, which offers not only better personal health, but literally can save the entire planet, the entire world.
Save our planet. Angola and Portugal sign an agreement to cooperate in halting global warming through programs and technology exchange that conserve resources and assist in the recovery of natural areas.
Save our planet. Environmental group Friends of the Earth Scotland reports that reducing carbon emissions through measures such as improved energy efficiency, clean fueled vehicles and less meat eating could achieve climate goals while also increasing employment and lowering healthcare costs.
Hi everyone, I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life.
We are dedicated vegans with a tip to help your canine companion stay warm and dry from the rain.
You can protect him or her with a raincoat.
There are many varieties that are designed to fit either over or under a halter.
You can purchase them in local animal cohabitant stores or order online.
A big thank you for being veg and going green.
To save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
Humanitarian news. Norway is increasing its donation by 20% to the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria. Over the next 3 years, the nation will gift a total of approximately 173 million euro to the International Health Financing Partnership. The Global Fund provides financing for two-thirds of the worldwide programs to halt tuberculosis and malaria and 60% of AIDS treatment. It also helps to enhance health systems in developing countries. Our sincere appreciation and heaven bless you, Norway, for your continued generosity. May all individuals receive the medical care they need for flourishing and content lives.
In animal news, a kiss from a dog saved a New Zealand woman's life. Miss Shirley Mulvihill of Southland was asleep when her house caught fire. Fortunately, her brave 8-month-old Staffordshire dog, Fiji, awoke Miss Mulvihill by licking her face to warn her. Miss Mulvihill was able to escape safely with Fiji. She said, "My house is gone, but we are both alive, thanks to Fiji." God bless you, heroic Fiji, for your courageous act in protecting your caregiver. We are so sorry to hear of the loss of your home, Miss Shirley Mulvihill. We pray that you and Fiji will soon be sharing many joyous times together in a new and comfortable residence.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring brave Fiji with the Shining World Hero Award and offering $1,000 for both Fiji and Miss Shirley Mulvihill to help start anew with hugs and all love.
Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the USA-based Flying Samaritans, which has established 19 free medical clinics in rural Mexico. We'll just let the dog in. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more responsible news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, amicable news for a more harmonious world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the USA-based Flying Samaritans, which provides recently graduated Mexican physicians and dentists the opportunity to train at free clinics. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike. Flying Samaritans is dedicated to offering free medical services to the people of rural Mexico who normally do not have access to health care. Founded by American pilot Miss Aileen Saunders Mallett in 1961, the nonprofit initially inaugurated clinics in El Rosario and Colony, Mexico. At present, the Flying Samaritans has 1,500 members and 19 clinics in various locations of Baja California, Mexico.
The humanitarian organization consists of volunteer physicians, dentists, nurses, translators, pilots, and support staff. They reach the clinics either by driving in vehicles or flying in private aircrafts. Services such as family and preventative health care, optometry, dentistry, and audiology are provided. More advanced treatment is given in collaboration with Mexican physicians.
Flying Samaritans also works with the University of Baja California, Mexico. Medical and dental graduates of the university have the opportunity to receive training in the humanitarian organization's free clinics. Our heartfelt gratitude, Flying Samaritans, for your devotion to the well-being of the people of rural Mexico. May the success of your altruistic endeavor be reflected in the good health and happy smiles of many of God's precious children.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Twi, a language spoken in Ghana, entitled Wife's Thinking.
Mira dwen ye ni se mi en fifi mo. Eno an ogusu na da otwere woni dare.
And now for a heartline from distinguished Olaxiz or Vietnamese composer Le Dan, who was featured on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry.
Xin trân trọng cảm tạ Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, kính chúc Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư sức khỏe và bình an, để gieo rắc tình thương cho chúng sinh, dẫn dắt con người trong việc bảo tồn thiên nhiên, bảo tồn trái đất và bảo tồn vạn vật. Tôi và gia đình tôi có xem và nghe tất cả hai kỳ phỏng vấn tôi trực tuyến vào hai ngày thứ bảy rồi, và cũng ngạc nhiên, có một người bạn tưởng tôi chưa được xem, họ đã thu vào DVD hai chương trình này và gửi tặng tôi. Nhạc sĩ Lê Dinh.
Esteemed composer Le Dun, your kind wishes to Supreme Master Ching Hai are much appreciated. Generations of listeners have very much enjoyed your beautiful music, and we join admiring audiences in wishing you great health and much success in all you do. We are grateful once again for your public encouragement of the benefits of the vegetarian diet in preserving the environment and saving the planet. May Buddha's glorious light shine on you, your family, and all the gracious Olaxis or Vietnamese people.
If you have a heartline today, we welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in celestial melodies. Wishing you a grace-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. President Obama begins a 10-day Asian tour starting in India, with plans to visit Indonesia, South Korea, and Japan to enhance relations and to attend key international meetings in South Korea and Japan.
Seeking to alleviate high levels of unemployment, Nigeria's National Committee on Job Creation recommends the development of 15 million jobs in 5 years, with focus placed on vocational programs to provide the necessary technical and professional skills.
As part of a goal to protect public health and to be smoke-free by 2025, the New Zealand Parliament Māori Affairs Select Committee asked the government to increase fines for cigarette sales to minors, to ban retail cigarette displays, and to implement plain tobacco packaging with health warnings.
Kuwait's Ministry of Information donates educational books at the 15th Algiers International Book Fair to contribute to the library of the Algerian Orphanage Society.
Solomon Islands-based non-profit Custom Garden Association sponsors training in organic gardening techniques that will assist young adults in East Guadalcanal, Solomon Islands, in improving their lives and incomes.
Australian researchers discover adult human stem cells inside the nasal passages, similar in structure to those found in the brain, which could help with therapy for brain-related illnesses as well as early diagnosis of disease.
China and Canada, in conjunction with international organizations, host a two-day seminar to further the goal as stated in the Biological Weapons Convention of eliminating such munitions worldwide.
Mr. Kim Arris, son of Burmese democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, arrives in Bangkok, Thailand, in anticipation of reuniting with his mother on November 13, the day of her scheduled release.
Ms. Dava Newman and her team at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the USA design a suit using a fabric with different levels of stretchiness to simulate the effects of Earth's gravity and help astronauts adjust more quickly after returning from long periods of weightlessness.
In the German state of Lower Saxony, a herd of cows adopt a lost wild boar piglet, who suckles milk from one of the cows, sleeps with them, and joins in eating grass, even imitating their mooing sounds.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.